furries are in town. You have to have seen these folks walking around. Big adults dressed like animals. And we, in fact, have a local furry with us this morning. His real name's Gary, but he goes by Boomer. Good morning.
Hi.
So here's what everybody wants to know who's seeing all these furries downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why?
Why do you guys like to dress up like animals?
Oh, well, we can get in touch with the inner animal. And also there's a social aspect, getting together with your friends, going to a convention, an event just like other kind of events out there, maybe like comic conventions and things that they have. It's similar to that.
Boomer, you realize some people may look at this and say, man, those people are weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess it's a special interest, I would have to think, but this is the biggest convention that they have for furries right here in Pittsburgh. It actually happens every year.
Now, I heard you're spending $5 million in the next 3 days in town, but I have a question for you. You're Boomer the dog, right?
Yep, that's me, Boomer the dog.
Do you ever get fleas?
Well, not if I have a flea collar on. I try to avoid them, just stay away from the deep woods.
And what's your preferred dog food?
Well, that's probably kennel ration.
Kennel ration, okay. Well, you have a good time with your furry friends this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. It'll be fun. We're going to go down there and go to a room party and see what all the, other costumes that furries have on, and that's part of the whole game.
Why don't we talk to you on Monday and see how it went?
Sure, that'd be great. I'd like that.
All right, good deal, Boomer. We appreciate it, man.
Okay.
All right, Boomer. I would be interested to see how it goes.
How do the dog furries greet each other?
I'm not going to answer that, John.
Let's call Dr. Mike.